Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a Friday, a unique and wonderful Friday with more stories than I can remember in off-season Friday in a long time live in Los Angeles. It is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Joy Taylor back Tuesday. Alex Curry filling in today. It is wonderful to be here. And, you know, I was thinking about this. You get what you pay for. You guys know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. I mean, if you're going to pay for an economy class ticket on Spirit Airlines, I'm here to tell you it's not going to be as nice as first class in Delta. And first class in Delta is probably not going to be as nice as a private jet, a Gulfstream. You kind of get what you pay for. You get it in travel, hotels. Now, I'm not a hotel snob. Give me an Econo Lodge and a good bed, not next to an airport, I'm good. But you mostly get what you pay for. You know it and I know it. Houses, if you're getting a break in a house, bad location, busy street, foundation's got cracks, we all know you get what you pay for. So I'm going to start with that and I'll circle back to that in a second. So Rob Domofsky has been covering the Green Bay Packers for a long time. He is the most tied-in source, works at ESPN for the Packers. He's the best. He's not one of the Packer bloggers, not a fanboy. They got about a million of those. This guy knows his stuff. He's totally tied in. What he said recently in the last 24 hours is not outside speculation. It's inside the room. He says, talking about Aaron Rodgers, for some reason, he hasn't been great all that often in the playoffs since 2010. He's 7-9 in his past 16 playoff games. Yes, he's still spectacular September through December. But even some within the Packers organization wonder if he can still do it January and February. So again, this is not outside the building speculation. This is somebody who is totally tied in. Let me, if I may, to at least some degree, defend Aaron Rodgers here. And let's circle back to you get what you pay for. That's certainly the way it is with coaches. You know who was cheap? Freddie Kitchens and Jim Tom Sula. You know who's not? Sean McVay, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Bill Belichick, Mike Tomlin. They're really expensive. We all know the Packers have never spent money on free agency. You know what else they never spend money on? Coaches. Matt LaFleur makes $5 million a year. That's it. That is 50% less than the top of the league. That is less than some guys with losing records. $5 million. College coaches, multiple Big Ten coaches make more than that. You didn't like Mike McCarthy. You've anointed Matt LaFleur to an area I'm not sure he deserves. I'm not even sure he was a great coordinator. He left Tennessee. They've never regressed. He didn't leave a wake. They made the playoffs every year. There's an argument to be made that Arthur Smith was a more successful coordinator in Tennessee than Matt LaFleur. When Dan Quinn left Seattle as a defensive coordinator, his 2 years being D.C. there, number one defense in the league, the minute Dan Quinn left, and I'm not saying Dan Quinn's a great head coach. He was an unbelievable coordinator. The minute he left, last 6, 7 years, they've gotten worse every year. When Kyle Shanahan left Atlanta, next year, offense wasn't as good. Regardless of what you think of Dan Quinn or Kyle Shanahan, there is absolutely inarguable proof they were unbelievable coordinators. I'm not even sure Matt LaFleur was. You've anointed Matt LaFleur, who inherited Aaron Rodgers, a good roster, stability, and a crappy division. You've anointed him to a level that's ridiculous. People always put him in the group of great young coaches with Shanahan and McVay and Sean McDermott. Those guys built stuff. Those guys inherited messes. McVay built a culture, built an offense, built a staff, built a roster. So did McDermott in Buffalo. So did Shanahan. Shanahan took over for what? Chip Kelly? The locker room was a mess. The roster was bad. The culture was a mess. Matt LaFleur inherited Aaron Rodgers. The only thing Matt LaFleur has done, because McCarthy's got a Super Bowl. Matt doesn't. McCarthy has a winning playoff record. Matt doesn't. But what Matt has done is dominate the NFC North. He's 15-3. And Mike McCarthy's last 3 years, he was 8-7-1. But that's because McCarthy, I would argue, the division was much better. When McCarthy was coach for the Packers, the Bears won a Super Bowl. I think it was his first year. They also had Jay Cutler for years and years and years. Jay Cutler's a lot better than Trubisky and Justin Fields. When Mike McCarthy was coach, Detroit had Jim Caldwell and Stafford. 4 years, three of them winning. They once won 11 games. Matt LaFleur got Matt Patricia Lyons, a mess. Even the Minnesota Vikings, McCarthy got their peak years where Stefanski was the quarterback coach, and then he was the offensive coordinator, I think, for a year, and then he left. They were never the same. They peaked 2 years ago. They peaked before LaFleur got there. Yeah, LaFleur's just knocking it out of the park in the NFC North. He's 15-3, but that's where the wins come from. They're not coming in the playoffs. Isn't there anything in the playoffs? He can't beat Brady and Arians. He got beat twice. Can't beat Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo. People have anointed Matt LaFleur to an area, and you get what you pay for. You want Sean Payton, it's going to cost you $15 million. He'll go to Green Bay. I guarantee it. Got to pay $15 million. Matt LaFleur makes $5 million. McCarthy was never a highly paid coach. And I'm not saying Matt LaFleur is bad. But we have anointed him to this level that, well, he gets along better with Aaron. He should. He's younger. Generationally, he and Aaron should get along better. Of course they get along better. I mean, they kind of look like each other. They're good-looking young guys. They probably have the same interest in music and cultural stuff. They should get along better. Of course they do. I connect more with an older producer than a 17-year-old producer. Just generationally, if somebody's got kids, I probably relate better. Right? So, and this is not a shot at Matt LaFleur, but when I see Rob Domofsky saying basically, you know, there's questions about Aaron Rodgers in the postseason. Has he ever had a great coach? Y'all hate Mike McCarthy. He's got a Super Bowl and a winning playoff record. And the division was much better. Matt LaFleur's had a layup in that crappy division. It's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I still can't figure out how Jim Caldwell does an interview for every job. By the way, they're hiring a new coordinator because Green Bay's lost their offensive coordinator to Denver and their quarterback coach to someplace else. So you know what they're doing? They're going to pay top dollar for a coordinator? No. They're bringing a guy out of retirement, 68-year-old Tom Clements. Supposed to be a great guy, and Aaron loves him. He ain't costing you much. He was in retirement. So you get what you pay for. This is inside the organization stuff about they have doubts about Aaron Rodgers. We know they don't spend on free agents. You know what else they don't spend on? Coaches. And there is absolutely no proof that Matt LaFleur deserves to be in the class with McVay, not close, McDermott, not close, culture builders, or Shanahan, who schematically is better than McDermott and McVay. All right, so you know what I push back on. And I know. I don't want to be one of these old heads.
Back in my day, players were way better.
So last night, I watched Embiid and Giannis play for about an hour and a half. I watched the entire second half of the Bucks and Sixers. I can't take a lot from it because Harden didn't play. But, I mean, these guys, Giannis and Embiid, are just insane. So Tracy McGrady, who never won in the playoffs as much as a lot of people thought Tracy McGrady should have won. I know Tracy, great guy. Got to be an excuse, right? Well, you know, the guys in the old days, they were much better. So he's talking about Giannis, who's obviously an unbelievable talent. And Tracy McGrady falls into old guy yelling at clouds. Here we go.
I think he would have struggled because of how closed up the paint was. It was tough offensively because the defense was so great. Now, if you can't shoot, it's going to be hard. And Giannis' game is predicated on coming downhill. But I think it would have been tough for him to be who he is today back then.
Oh, boy. Yeah, because Yao Ming, a multiple-time All-Star, was such a devastating perimeter player, as was Tim Duncan and Shaq. Yeah, Shaq pulling up for threes. It couldn't stop him. Yeah, in that clogged lane era, in that defense was so great era, the Phoenix Suns averaged 113 a game. That's the leading scoring team in the NBA today. And they didn't have the benefit of all the three-point shots, which obviously over the last 10 years analytically, coaches are pushing three-point shots. You put that team, that Phoenix team today in the NBA, they'd score just like they did against all the great defensive players then in that clogged lane era. They couldn't stop Phoenix. Phoenix, you go Google Barkley's Phoenix Suns. They dropped 130 all the time and not in the three-ball era. Tore defenses apart in that clogged lane era. Why? Because they had a bunch of skilled basketball players. KG, Marley, Barkley, guys that could shoot, guys that could drive, guys that could dribble, just like the great players today. I always laugh at this. Oh, defenses years ago. You think defenses years ago would have stopped Embiid and LeBron and KD, Steph, and Clay's Warriors? Well, that's funny because they couldn't stop Michael, and they couldn't stop Barkley, and they couldn't stop Yao Ming, and they couldn't stop Duncan, and they couldn't stop Kobe. They couldn't stop Larry Bird. They couldn't stop Dr. J. The great offensive players have scored my entire life. And athletes, including the NBA, are so much better today. First of all, the European players, it's a big world out there, are so much better now than they used to be. Giannis and Luka. I mean, the international players now are just outrageous. I mean, Embiid, Jokic, they're unbelievably skilled. They weren't that skilled way back then. Sabonis was good, but you didn't get the best of Sabonis. He came as an old man to the States. He was good. I covered him. But you didn't even get his best athletic years. He was like a refrigerator rolling down the floor. A highly skilled refrigerator, but a refrigerator. He could no longer move. But this idea that the tackling people in 1984 made them great defenses. Players are much more skilled. Giannis would have dominated because Giannis would have dominated like Wilt would have in any era. This is all jealousy. T-Mac didn't win as much as he should have in the postseason. Good guy didn't develop his offensive game. Vertical, very vertical. So there's got to be an excuse. It's just nonsense. It's absolute, utter nonsense. Giannis, look at baseball. Baseball is a great example. When I grew up as a kid in the 70s, when I started watching baseball, the Big Red Machine was the best baseball team. They had one guy that threw in the mid-90s, Don Gullett from Kentucky. One guy. It was Fred Norman, Clay Carroll, Raleigh Eastwick, bunch of guys throwing high 80s, bunch of breaking ball, Jack Billingham guys. That was the best baseball team. Every team now, even in the 80s, it was a lot of guys throwing junk and off speed, and you'd see more knuckler. Today, everybody throws mid to high 90s. And by the way, they yank him after 5 2/3 to bring in a guy from the bullpen who's fresh, who throws 101.
That ball is moving. There's cutters. There's stuff you've never seen. The athletes are better trained, better shape, and everybody in the bigs is throwing 98. And the minute it dips to 96, they yank him out. They bring another guy in to throw 98. Look at the NFL. Aaron Donald is 290 and has an 8-pack. That's not what 295-pound guys looked like 25 years ago. Look at the quarterbacks. Look at the size of the receivers. Look how well tight ends run. And the NBA is the same. This is utter nonsense. Well, the great defenses back. You know those great defenses? You know what they didn't do back then? And they don't do today. Stop great offensive players and great offensive teams. All right. I told you I was on one today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. That's my game.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Anthony Davis, AD, going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks by the Lakers. That means he'll probably be back in 8. He's not somebody that heals quickly, at least this point in his career. So there was much speculation at the trade deadline. What were the Lakers going to do? And they didn't do anything. There was a lot of criticism about that, but if you look around at their roster and the salaries, wasn't much they could do. I said it earlier this year. I said it last year on this show. I'd trade AD. I think he got the best of him. We're not going to have a pandemic bubble. He's not going to get a 3.5-4 month break in the middle of a season. He is hurt again. But Ramona Shelburne's a legitimate reporter at the other place, and she was on the Brian Windhorst podcast,
and she talked about why the Lakers didn't make a strong move during the deadline, and this is very interesting and rare.
The Lakers organization, from ownership on down, decided, you guys got yourself into this. This is the bed you have made. LeBron, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, all the future Hall of Famers. This is your choice of roster and team. Go make it work.
Genie Buss isn't wrong. First time in LeBron's career, an owner said, you fix the mess. This is LeBron's roster. They didn't want Westbrook. Clutch Sports, LeBron wanted AD. That was the chosen one. For 15 years, Cleveland twice in Miami, bow down to LeBron. Lakers did initially too, got rid of those draft picks and young kids. But Genie said, no, this is your mess. You clean it up. And it's exactly the right thing to do. The league no longer runs through LeBron. He's just a talented player on an old guy in a bad roster who can't give you 82 nights a year. He's a great player, but the league doesn't run through LeBron anymore. Since the bubble, he's 2-7 against Phoenix. The West runs through Phoenix and Golden State. I think more Phoenix than Golden State, but it runs through those two. The East runs through Giannis. The Lakers can't beat Phoenix. They don't even match up well. LeBron's 2-7 against them. Many have been blowouts. Also, young players have no interest. John Morant's not going to tie his brand to LeBron. These young guys, Trey Young's, John Morant, these young great players, don't want to tie their brand to LeBron and play in LeBron's shadow. They got their own shoe deals and their own brand. They're not playing second fiddle, nor should they to anybody. This is the first time in LeBron's career an owner said, nah, we're a big brand. We'll rebuild. We're not winning with you. We may have to move you. But there is no point in 2022 fearing LeBron. The league doesn't run through him. The West absolutely doesn't run through him. They are currently ninth. And by the way, Anthony Davis will be reevaluated in 4 weeks. What does that mean? More of Westbrook and LeBron. LeBron probably not going to play every game the next 4 weeks. Once again, asking LeBron in his 18th or 19th year, I've lost track, to play more minutes, be more dominant. He can't keep just piling it on him. So I think this is rare. This is the first time I remember an owner just saying, we're not making a move. And if LeBron wants to leave, all right. But what are they getting with him? Since the bubble, they are not close to the top of the East, or, more importantly, the top of the West.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game.
Draft Los Angeles Sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detail inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Positioning is very, very important for professional teams. Stuff gets out to the press if teams want it out. I do think it's rather interesting that in the last couple of weeks, 49er legends Joe Montana and Steve Young both have come out and said, Trey Lance is not ready. That's interesting. Where are they hearing that from? Why are they saying that? Certainly coincidental. Montana is not a fire starter, either is Steve Young, although he's often on KNBR radio in San Francisco. In the last couple of weeks, both have said, well, Trey's not ready to go. Here's Steve Young. I know Steve. Steve's very smart. He knows this will have an impact when he says it. Here's Steve Young on Trey Lance.
Now, Trey Lance, we don't know. We don't, and Trey doesn't know. If Trey was ready, Trey would have played. Trey needs to get ready in this offseason. This needs to be the biggest boot camp effort in history to get him ready to be expansive. But we cannot wait for that. We've got to get, if that's what we're going to do, we got to get him ready. And then we got 6 months to do it.
San Francisco knows today, they know right now, if Trey Lance is going to be great. Physically, emotionally, intellectually, can he handle it? They know it right now. Folks, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, you knew instantly. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, you know instantly. Now, in Mahomes' case, it's a complicated Andy Reid offense. They knew. Peter Schrager told me before he ever played a game, the first year that he sat until week 16, Schrager told me in the preseason, they knew. They had a star. But it's an offense that's complicated. They wanted to learn and mentor with Alex Smith. It wasn't a rebuild roster. They were in no rush to play him. It wasn't like it was, you know, they had Alex under contract. Let's make it work. Let's mentor him. Let's keep him in the building. But find me in the last 10 years, the slow growth, great quarterback story. Don't go with Josh Allen. There wasn't a shred of doubt in that building from day one. He was 6'6", 250, cartoonish arm, gigantic size, leaping over defenders. Now, he had to be sandpapered. He was not refined, nor was he in high school or college. He was raw, but there was zero doubt in the building. Everybody knew we got like part Big Ben, part Cam Newton. We got a star here. You had to watch him at practice. San Francisco knows if Trey Lance is ready. Folks, he's been there for 150 practices plus, played in six games, two starts, been in the film room now for a year. You know, you watched American Idol, 8 seconds, hack, lounge singer, star. Didn't take you long to watch Carrie Underwood and go, yeah, that's better than the Vegas lounge. You know, show me all the slow growth stories. Remember, It's different now. There's all these camps. So word gets out very quickly on Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. But when Steve Young and Joe Montana in the last month are saying things like, it's got to get more expansive. Where are you hearing that? Where's that word coming from? That's kind of a different word that's used. So I don't believe, you know, I was watching last night. I sat and wife was gone and dogs are gone. So I'm just sitting there. So I watched the Bucks Sixers for like an hour and a half, made myself a dinner. It was not bad. And then I watched the Kanye West documentary. It's fascinating. It's called Genius. It's fascinating. And what's really obvious is that at 15, 16 years old, all the young hip hoppers in Chicago are like, that's the star. You know, it doesn't take that long. If you're around somebody in music and art, in football, and show me all the slow growth stories. Mahomes is not a slow growth story. They were saying it before the season started. Russell Wilson got to Seattle. They just signed Matt Flynn. He was named captain before the season started. There's not a lot of them out there. I mean, Dak Prescott, to me, is not great. They knew early in the preseason, first game he ever played at the Coliseum. Rams were playing there before SoFi. They knew that's our guy. That's the future. So I'm not saying Trey's ready or not, but when stuff leaks out, I'm not a coincidence guy. There's some doubts in the building. And should you be worried about that? A little bit, yeah. I think you got to be worried about it. You got to be worried about it because it doesn't take long to figure it out. This is a really good system with really good players. And if Montana and Young in the last month have both talked about this, because they're both now mentioning Tom Brady, it may be bat signals. This also happens. Here's the other Steve Young bite. They talked about Brady and Rodgers. Throw this one out there.
So if I'm going to be in the NFC and I'm going to pick one of the 16 teams that's ready, the 49ers are that team. So if you ask me that question, what I think about Tom Brady for one more year or Aaron Rodgers for a couple, 3 years, this team could go win 3 Super Bowls.
Is that a bat signal to Tom Brady? Teams often do that too. They float something out there to make sure the star can hear it. Is it a situation? I'm speculating here, but like, you know, the owner, he's like, hey, we gave away picks to get Trey Lance. But then if Montana and Young are out there saying, you know, I'd go get Brady for a year, where are they getting that? Why are they coming out? I'm just throwing it out there. It feels like a bat signal to me where maybe somebody inside the Niners organization is trying to make sure the owner hears this. Boy, I'd use Brady for a year. You know, you got to look at Aaron Rodgers for a couple. Stuff gets out when people want it out.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
New segment on the show. Okay, it may be the first and last time I ever do it, but I really like it. It's going to be called Great Take or Less Debate with my buddy Chris Broussard, co-host First Things First. This is going to revolutionize television, Chris. It's going to be talked about when I retire for years and years, or maybe it's the last time we do it. But I've got some strong takes. Sat and watched the Sixers, Bucks. I'm now kind of moving into watching a lot of NBA stuff. And so I've got 4 or 5 NBA topics. You tell me, great take or let's debate. So I'll start with this one. And I said this at the end of last year. With LeBron and AD, they can't stay healthy. Lakers are 9th in the West. I would trade AD in the offseason, even if it infuriates LeBron. Great take or let's debate?
Okay, it's a great take, all right? But there is a caveat, all right? I'm not shopping AD. I got to get rid of AD at all costs. I better get something for him. So I would amend it, Colin, to I'm open to moving AD, even if LeBron is upset about it. And I'm not sure if you make the right trade, Colin, that he will be upset because he sees what the rest of us see, that AD can't stay healthy. So here's the deal, though. I'm only trading AD for a superstar who's on that same level or a couple of stars. I'll give you a trade I would make. Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler. That's what I'm talking about. I want that in return. But now that doesn't work financially, so that's hard to make. That's my point, though. What trade is out there? You're not getting Embiid. You're not getting Giannis. I'm not doing it for Damian Lillard. As great as Dame is, he's a guard. He doesn't defend. he's having a bad year, or he was at least before he got injured, subpar year by his standards. So I'm open to trading AD, but I'm not just giving him away at all costs to move on. I got to get something that helps me win a championship next year because LeBron's still here.
All right. My take, the 76ers clearly won the trade with the Nets. They're asking one really good player to join a veteran coach, a great center, terrific chemistry, going to be seamless. You'll see it in a week. They won the trade. Great take, or let's debate?
Let's debate. Let's debate. All right, I like Philly, but they got to get it done quickly. All right, I think they won it in the short term, but Brooklyn won it in the long term. And here's what I mean. Like, I think this is the best year, Colin, for the Sixers to win the championship. I'm not predicting they will. I think Milwaukee's the best team in the East. But this is their best shot. James Harden is 30, will be 33 years old at the start of next season. He will be in his 14th year. And Colin, we know he loves the nightlife. He loves the boogie. All right, so what is he going to be like next season, right? We see this year that he wasn't quite the same James Harden. Was it because he wasn't happy? Was it because he's getting older? Was it because the referees are calling the game differently? Whatever the case, he was an all-star, but not a superstar. And so I'm concerned long-term about what I'm going to get from James Harden. And also, there are some questions about the fit. Everybody says, oh, great guard, especially he's a great point guard when he wants to be, and a great big man in Embiid. Perfect fit. Well, Embiid actually likes the ball a lot, has a ball in his hands a lot, plays on the perimeter a lot, and he's not the type that's going to run the pick and roll with Harden and roll to the basket for easy lobs that Harden loves to throw. So this is not the match made in heaven that everyone thinks. It can work, but it better work quickly, Colin, or they could regret this in the long term.
Very interesting take on. I like that. I didn't think about that. All right. Ben Simmons going to have the same problems he had everywhere else. Disengaged, lacks confidence. I don't buy the too many moving parts with a lot of egos. I don't buy Brooklyn. Great take, or let's debate.
Great take. Look, on paper, there are questions, as I just said, about Philly on both of these sides. All right, a lot of questions on the Philly side, just as many questions with Ben Simmons that you've brought up on the Brooklyn side. Now, in theory, on paper, it looks great. Ben Simmons gives them defense, which they needed. He got court vision. He can pass the ball. He can play at the dunker spot or inside near the paint where his jump shooting won't be a problem. So, if he gets his head right, it's great. But that's the question that you're bringing up. If he gets his head right, and here's the thing about Ben Simmons, Collins. Let's go back. At LSU, not a winner, right? Kind of didn't love the game because he quit.
That's right.
He didn't even finish the season.
Yep.
Best player in the nation. They don't even make the tournament. He doesn't finish the season. We go to Philadelphia. Does he love the game? Huh? Well, why didn't he just at least get a little better at his jump shooting over the past 4 or 5 years? Didn't even try. Still where he was his rookie year. And then if you look at some of the playoff series with Philadelphia, especially last year, underachievement, right?
Yeah.
So the question is, does he love the game and is he a winner? And that has to be answered for this to work in Brooklyn.
All right. Kevin Durant isn't necessarily to me. He's a great singer, but can't work long-term in any band. Everywhere he ends up, he's on an island. Even in the great culture in San Francisco, by the end, he was on an island. Kerr struggled, Steph Curry, Dre, and I love KD. He's talented, but I don't necessarily think you can say he's a winner. He's just a great singer, can't get along with band members. That's who he is.
Oh, let's debate. Let's debate. I wouldn't say he's not a winner. What I would say, Colin, is he's not a leader. And to me, that means he is a perfect bandmate if you got leaders. So in Golden State, you're right. At the end, it got kind of shady because he had people whispering in his ear. He wants to be the leader, but he's not the leader. So I look at him, Colin. You're of age where you remember this. Run DMC.
Yeah.
Great group. They had two rappers running DMC. And Jam Master Jay was the DJ, the late Jam Master Jay. Now, Jam Master Jay was as important to the group as Run and DMC were. He made the beats, he was scratching all of that. But he wasn't built to be the leader. He needed the two MCs to get the crowd going, to make it work, to be the front men. He just did all the great work behind the scenes and still got credit, but he wasn't the leader. That's Kevin Durant. All right, I think Kevin Durant, Colin, can fit anywhere. And this is what worries me about James Harden. You couldn't play with Kevin Durant. Durant doesn't need the ball a lot. He doesn't shoot too much. He doesn't over dribble. He doesn't have an overbearing personality. He just wants to catch it and score. And so I think he's a perfect fit for the band, but he is not the leader of the band. And that could spell problems in Brooklyn, because who is the leader? Is it Kyrie? Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. Zion, we're about 80% there. He's a bust.
Ugh. Well, I hate to say it. Right now, it's a great take, Colin. And I think you hate to say it as well. But look, it is what it is. He's played, I think, 85 games. He will have played 85 games in his first three seasons. That means he's missed two of his first three seasons.
Yeah.
The hope, and people won't get excited about this name, the hope is that he becomes the Jrunas Ilgauskas. And I don't mean that level of play, but I can remember he played with LeBron in Cleveland. Yeah. Missed his first few years with foot problems. Came back and played at the level that he would have played at had he not had the injuries. Like, you look at Grant Hill, Derrick Rose, guys like that, they came back and played, right? But they never were the same.
Right.
And you don't want that with Zion. If he comes back and he's a 15-point scorer, he's a role player, that's a bust, as you said. He needs to come back like Zydrunas Ilgauskas and be the player he would have been had he not been injured. I'm holding out hope, but right now it doesn't look good. I'll say this, Colin. If there was worry, remember, about a year ago, that Zion would be that first rookie to not take the contract extension. He wants to go to New York or he goes elsewhere. If I'm Zion, I'm calling David Griffin right now. Griff, let's sign this extension as soon as possible. I'm in. I want to stay. He can leave later, but he needs to lock up that money long term. And if I'm Griff, I'm avoiding Zion for now. I'm not answering the phone. I'm not looking him in the eye. I don't want to talk about the contract. Well, you know, Zion, hey, how you doing? Look, I got to go. So it's a tough situation for New Orleans, because do you sign him long term or do you not? That's going to be a big question for them.
By the way, a Broadcasting Hall of Fame called. They're considering putting Great Taker Let's Debate already in. They're going to vote it in. That's how strong this segment was, Broussard. Thank you. Debuted very strongly at the box office. Have a great weekend. You and Rob later on Radio Fox Sports Radio. You're crushing it, buddy. Thanks.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Everybody always says, well, there's seven or eight great quarterbacks in the league. That's it. And I always say, well, there's seven or eight great coaches in the league. That's it. And there's seven or eight great owners in the league. Folks, there's just not much great out there. So billionaires are richer than ever, more impatient than ever. And when you give people more money, if I said to you tomorrow, here's $10 million in your bank account, you're going to waste more money. You're going to eat out more. You're going to buy a little fancier car. You're not going to stress the details if I put $10 million in your bank account. Well, if you're an owner of an NFL team, and as these NFL franchises now are not worth $800 million, they're worth $4 billion. If you put the Indianapolis Colts on the market, if somebody came in, somebody would pay $5 billion for that thing. All the global wealth is not going in the stock market or the housing market. People think there's a bubble with both. It's going into sports teams. That's where all the real global wealth is in the world. Sports teams, English Premier League teams, Real Madrid's, NFL, baseball. You got international owners all over the place owning different teams. That's where the wealthy, because you know, in 30 years, the Cowboys, you know, are going to be in Dallas. The Eagles are going to be in Philadelphia, and the Patriots are going to be in Boston. You don't know what the stock market's going to do in 30 minutes. You don't know what the housing market's going to do in 3 years. So this is a very interesting story. So Bob Kravitz is a great columnist. He's been covering, you know, Indianapolis sports forever. Very trusted guy. He has come out and said, I thought Carson Wentz was 50-50. He's a goner. He's out of here. If Bob Kravitz is saying he's out of here, he's not making crap up. So Carson Wentz is on the market. Now, to me, that feels like Jim Irsay. is in one of his moods. But Carson Wentz, this is real funny. So during the season, I was critical of Carson Wentz. Colt fans came after me. He's not the problem. We all know, as Leroy Butler just told us, you're fans, I'm not. Fans, your emotions are all over the place. Go to a message board for a team during a game. Everybody wants the coach fired. Packer fans, after they lost, get Aaron out of here. Week later, we love Aaron. I don't play that game. I've said before, I'm the judge, you're the jury, whatever. You're the attorneys. I'm sitting up here trying to have no emotion. So everybody, because of the way the season ended, is Carson Wentz is no good. Take a deep breath. You were defending him all season for a reason. You were defending him all season for a reason. He wasn't the problem. This is not a good receiving core, and it's not a great tight end room. It's not. They don't have a dominant number one receiver. They have Michael Pittman. He's a great two, probably not a one, but a great two. Paris Campbell, T.Y. Hilton's about to retire. It's not a great receiving room. Also, they faced the NFC West. They had to face the Niners. They had to face the Rams. They had to face the Seahawks. They had to face Arizona. So they played some tough out-of-division, out-of-conference games, right? Carson Wentz had 27 TDs and 7 picks. I would take him tomorrow in Pittsburgh. I would take him tomorrow in Denver. I wouldn't pause for a second. He's not $40 million a year. He's not $35 million a year. You guys are all banging on him in Indianapolis. Don't kid yourself. You were defending him all year long. And you can go to the end of the season and say he melted down. I get it. But Jacksonville beat them. Jacksonville beat Buffalo, and Jacksonville has always given, for whatever reason, the Colts fits. You know and I know. There are these weird matchups in the NFL. Cincinnati, as good as they are, Cleveland has owned them the last 2 years, despite all their dysfunction. Jacksonville has always played the Colts tough. They lose at Jacksonville, I swear to God, every time they play there. But I watched Carson Wentz go toe-to-toe with Stafford and Russell Wilson, and I saw him outplay Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners and beat the Niners. I saw that. I saw that game against the Rams. I didn't think he was awful. I thought, you know, Stafford was the better quarterback. Carson Wentz was fine. Now they lost to the Rams 27-24. You're not doing that with Jacob Eason. I don't know. Now I will say this. He was bad, bad against Tennessee. Well, Tennessee's pass rush is great. Tennessee's pass rush made Matt Stafford look incompetent. So don't kid yourself. Tennessee's front made a lot of guys look bad. They were a number one seed in the AFC. They made a lot of quarterbacks look bad. Stafford had his worst game of the year against them. They sacked Burrow 9 times. So Carson Wentz struggled against Tennessee. Go ask Joe Burrow about that defense. Go ask Matt Stafford about that defense. The two guys in the Super Bowl got undressed by that defense, got beaten up. So, but, you know, it's just easy to bang on Wentz. I saw him hammer the Niners 30-18. They lost in overtime to a good Baltimore team. They lost close to the Titans, 34-31. Lost to the Rams close. They beat who they mostly should have beat outside of Jacksonville late. And very interesting. They stacked up with those NFC West teams pretty good. Toe-to-toe. Rams, toe-to-toe. San Francisco beat them soundly. You tell me somebody in the Pittsburgh quarterback room is as good as Wentz? No way. No way. You telling me somebody in the quarterback room in Denver is as good as Carson Wentz? 6'5 and a half, 237. No way.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.